We're back on with Pete Sorrell, continuing our Western UP Ice Fishing Report. Thanks for more of your time, bud.
Oh, yeah. Always a pleasure, Adam.
So you did a little fishing this weekend. Sounds like Lake Ogebic was kind of spotty, but still gave up some fish. Really good ice conditions, though, we're hearing from all over the Western UP, and you kind of confirmed that. So let's get into what you had the most success with and where.
We were down on the Sylvania, and we were fishing for bluegills. And then we started fishing there at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was just like they were waiting for us. And we were using gold jigs, seemed to be working the best, tipped with some fluorescent green plastics and also some red plastics. But that gold jigs really, really seemed to be the ticket. Of course, when they were biting like that, Adam, the other guys around me were doing just as well. And we got some nice quality fish. 9-inch bluegills, that's quality fish in anybody's book.
So one of the best eating fish in anybody's book, too.
Yeah, that's for sure. We were chuckling because we went to a lake over on Highway 16, and we tried Marion Lake. It's a big body of water north of US 2, and we got some nice perch out of there. And no walleye, although we set up tip-ups, we had our best bet jigging.
Those perch, what was working for them and how deep of water?
We were using crappie minnows, and we were in about 16 feet.
Oh.
You know, we were using small spoons, anything with a little flash to it. But again, I've caught at least two or three on that gold jig. I'm looking to buy some more of those in case I lose one.
Are they just lead jigs or are they tungsten?
They're tungsten jigs, absolutely. And you know, if they've got a bead on them or maybe a little blade, it seems to attract them better.
Last question I got for you is about Bon Falls. Not getting any reports from there. What's going on? Is the ice not good on there? Are people able to get out?
Well, yeah, they're able to get out. And I know some guys, we've put out some shacks on the south side, and I have been fishing by the island off the swimming beach there. It goes from 0 to 25 feet there, but not out of luck so far. But, you know, with the ice conditions the way they are, I'm going to get out there myself in the next week or so just to satisfy my curiosity also. So I'll keep you posted on what exactly is going on there.
We'll look forward to that. Pete Sorrell from Fred's in Kenton giving us the Western UP Ice Fishing Report. Thanks so much for your time today.
You bet, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.